Two elm trees tower majestically over nearby houses and streets, a testament to their age and durability. Both of these American elms are this year's winners of the Guelph Urban Forest Friends, GUF, 2024 Notable Tree Award. According to GUF, the trees exemplify the description of the award, that is, a noble tree, cherished by the community for its heritage value and is a fine example of its species. GUF is a group of citizens who work through education and advocacy to maintain and increase the health, integrity, and area of Guelph's urban forest. Members believe that the ecological and social benefits that trees provide offer immense value to everyone. GUF Chair Sue Reitchen said the trees are beloved icons in their neighborhoods. One located at 63 Alice Street in the ward, and the other at the corner of Bagot and London Streets in the Onward Willow area. "We are thrilled to be choosing those two elms. They are quite iconic," Reitchen said. The enormous Alice Street elm, a boundary tree in the ward, is a survivor in an urban landscape that would have claimed the lives of many other less vigorous trees. "It is just incredible, the leaf cover that it provides, despite being surrounded by houses, pavement and pruning for hydro, it has endured. It keeps going." And, Reitchen said, the magnificent elm on the property at the west end of London Street, a city-owned tree, is the reason the owner purchased the home. Despite many elms being claimed by Dutch elm disease starting in the mid-1900s, these two trees have survived and continue to shade their neighborhoods with their marvelous canopies, while they sequester carbon and provide habitat for many creatures. The presence of these surviving elm trees in Guelph appear to have a natural genetic tolerance to the disease. Reitchen said this is especially significant as the Arboretum at the University of Guelph is the home of the Elm Recovery Project. In the 1990s, the late Henry Koch started collecting samples from many of these survivor trees, both in Guelph and across southern Ontario. These samples were tested to identify disease-tolerant individuals. A gene bank of clones of these survivors now grow in a seed orchard where they share pollen and produce seeds to maintain genetic diversity and strengthen the species' gene pool, Reitchen said. Through future distribution of trees tested at the Arboretum, these remarkable trees will grow and cross-pollinate to produce many more beautiful, disease-tolerant elms to grace our landscape in the years to come. To learn more about the project and the Henry Koch Tree Recovery Endowment, visit here. Reitchen said GUF will install plaques at the sites of this year's winning trees in the spring as well as encourage any citizens with beloved trees to submit them as candidates for 2025 between March and May through a form on the GUF website. "I think it's very important that we honor trees so that people can become aware of the importance of mature trees in the canopy. And the Notable Tree Award recognizes trees that has some significance to the community. Often, people walk by these wonderful big trees, and love them," Reitchen said. "This is a way to bring everyone together as a community to honor them and draw other people's attention to the importance of these big trees in our community."